Chuck Leitner, graduated in 1981. He was an All-American goalie at Penn. And he said that when the ball's on the other side of the field, he just follows it the entire time. He still plays. He's in his 60s and he still plays goalie.
Welcome to the Lax Goalie Rat Podcast. Every week, we'll be talking shop with lacrosse goalies, coaches, and special guests. This is the Lax Goalie Rat Podcast. Now your host, Coach Damon Wilson.
Ladies and gentlemen, goalies from around the world, welcome to the Lax Goalie Rat Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Damon, and this is the show 100% dedicated to the lacrosse goalie. And on the show, my job is to track down the best goalies in our sport, interview them, and find out what makes them so great. What are the stories that they can tell us? What are the drills that they do, the mindsets that they have, anything, any little tip, any little nugget that we can pull out of them that we can use in our own lacrosse goalie game. My guest on the show this week is Patrick Birkinshaw. Pat Birkinshaw most recently graduated at Penn in 2020, last year, where he was an All-American honorable mention goalie. Before that, he actually started at the University of Virginia, winning a national championship there. We talk about his decision to transfer, obviously. We talk about why he chose Virginia, why he chose Penn. We talk about what it was like to win a national championship. We talk about him growing up playing multiple sports with his brother, his parents. A lot of great stuff in this episode. And of course, we also talk about why he decided not to do a grad year. We're seeing so many goalies, because of COVID and that extra year that they were granted, play an extra season, do a grad year and play an extra season. And Pat decided not to do that. And we talk about that as well. Great episode with this young man and a great goalie. Please enjoy my chat with Patrick Birkinshaw. Before we begin this episode, I want to read a word from our sponsor, and that is the Lacrosse Goalie Summit 8. In mid-December, we did 5 days of free virtual lacrosse goalie training featuring the top coaches in the sport, and it was awesome. So many amazing learning moments, so many great drills, so many great mental lessons, techniques, mindfulness, what it takes to succeed as a lacrosse goalie. The event was perfect for all ages, both boys and girls, all skill levels. Everyone learned something. Unfortunately, the event is over, but you still can get access to the replays. That is 19 plus hours of elite lacrosse goalie training from some of the best coaches in the sport. Colin Kirst, Matthew Nunes, Taylor Moreno, Owen McElroy, Drake Porter, Matt Gill, Dr. T, Tim Cassie, Simon Bellamy, Mr. Wonderful. The list goes on and on. There was 19 names. Oh, did I mention Emily Sterling, goalie of the year? She had an amazing presentation. So many awesome learning moments. I guarantee your young lacrosse goalie is going to benefit tremendously from going through these videos, studying the tips, taking notes. If you want to get the replays, laxgoalierat.com/VIP. It is an insane value. Most of these coaches charge about $100 an hour. We're talking over 19 hours of goalie coaching for a fraction of that. Check it out, laxgoalierat.com/VIP. Enjoy the show. All right. Pleasure to welcome to the show Pat Birkinshaw, recent Penn grad, now in the working world, but we're going to talk about the lacrosse goalie game. Pat, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, anytime we can talk lacrosse goalie, it's a great time, and that's exactly what we're going to do right now. So I'd love to hear the story about you jumping into goal for the very first time. You remember that?
Yeah. It was pretty later on in my lacrosse career where I jumped in net. I think it was about seventh grade. So I have two older brothers, so kind of playing in the backyard, like kind of like most goalie stories, probably. Yeah, you get thrown in net as the youngest brother. And so I did that. And then, you know, I grew up in Madison, Connecticut. So I, small town. And so I played on the youth team there and jumped in net about seventh grade. And actually my best friend from my hometown was also a goalie on the team. So we'd kind of split halves, and then one half I'd play attack, the other half, like, he'd play defense. So it was kind of cool. But yeah, that's when it started. And then after that, I did 1 year at the public high school in Madison, Daniel Hand, and then played there for a little bit. And then I repeated my freshman year at Brunswick and spent my 4 years there, which was awesome.
Yeah, love it. I had this post that like there's only three reasons that people become goalies, and one is because your older sibling needs someone to shoot on. So it sounds like you're in that 100% category.
Correct. Yeah.
Oh, not man,
a fun way to get introduced to it, but it was
well, fun. You certainly learn quite a bit, right? They're like, Pat, yeah, get in the goal, and then they're just going to start firing on you. You know, when they did that, because a lot of goalies are like scared of the ball at first, or, you know, yeah, you kind of have some hitches going on.
Yeah.
Did you experience that as a youth goalie?
Yeah, definitely. I probably wasn't the most technical goalie. You can probably ask any of my coaches that growing up, college coaches that too. I didn't have the best technique, but I always thought like, if you can save the ball, like just do it in like the best way you can. And throughout like giving lessons and stuff, I always emphasize that just the most important part is saving the ball. And obviously you want to not have happy feet, as they say, and stuff like that. But right, I always thought just to save the ball.
Yeah. Well, I talk about that quite a bit in the stuff that I do. And I had a Drake Porter on one session. He said, chase saves, not perfection, right? Like,
yeah, there you go.
I mean, sometimes you do make that perfect save, but a lot of times, you know, you just kind of got to do what you can to make that save. And you are obviously, if you've got the right technique and no happy feet and no, you know, hitches, and you're going to make more saves over time. So I think we can train that. But at the end of the day, you're right, we're just trying to make saves out there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Love it. So, I mean, you mentioned not being the most technical goalie, but how did you go about, you know, just learning the technique? I imagine, you know, you had some lessons or some camps along the way.
Yeah. So I actually didn't do that many goalie camps or lessons. It was kind of just like self-taught or taught by my youth coach or high school coaches. And then, I think my biggest development actually, where I actually like probably like learned like technically how to play goalie, was like at Penn. I had this coach, Dave Page, he's now the head coach at the Hill School in PA. And like, he was so like hands-on and just like walking me through like the happy feet and, you know, not moving before the ball comes out of the stick and stuff like that. And that's where I spent like extra hours focusing on that before, after practice. And no, it was extremely helpful. And you know, I have those 2 years of eligibility left. So it makes me think that I had some more development and some more progress ahead of me. But, you know, it's all said and done. So,
yeah, that's so interesting. Like in my head, you know, when you arrive at these great lacrosse programs, like you're a finished product. And yeah, here we are saying, like, I didn't even learn technique until I got to Penn, which, by the way, is your second collegiate program, right?
Yes. Like, so, yeah, no, 100%.
That's just so interesting to me that like as a goalie, you know, even though you're at that, you know, maybe like the top level of college lacrosse, you know, you still have so much more to go, right?
Totally. I mean, and like that's with like everything in life, I feel like you're just continuing to learn. So like you're never really a finished product, and like that was especially true for me. And I was still learning when I was graduating after that last Rutgers game. So,
yeah. Yeah. That's a great point. Great point about life. I mean, you're never finished product. Right. And the moment you think, oh, I got this, or the moment you think that you're like the best goalie or the best, whatever, the best, you know, salesman, it's like, then boom, someone comes and takes your spot. So
yeah.
Great lesson. Dave Page, friend of the program, by the way, I've had him on the show. He's presented at the Goalie Summit. What a legend. What a legend. Yeah. That's right.
No, that's awesome.
Yeah. So what do you think, you know, at that young age really attracted you to the goalie position? I mean, I know you maybe you got thrown in, you know, with your brothers, but was there, I mean, you stuck with it, right? So there had to be something that you enjoyed.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's pretty cool to have a lot of pressure on your shoulders. I mean, it's not like for everyone, but it is kind of a nerve-wracking position. I mean, even like you shake hands with the other goalie, like running to your net, you're like, you feel like whether you're going to win or lose, it's like on your shoulders, which it's not actually, but it's like a big part of the game is like how you perform. And I try to not think about it as like that. Even though some people do, I thought about it as like, I want to have more saves than the other goalie. So like I made a competition between myself and the other goalie and just who can make more saves, like who can make the least amount of mistakes. So that helped me through that, because obviously growing up, like I was extremely nervous going to net. I mean, scared of the ball, still am scared of the ball. And, it was tough, but you know, just like kind of making it into a smaller competition than the entire game, kind of like the face-off X, like it's the other guy, but in a different way. So going back to your question about like what attracted me, I think it was just the competition part, making it into a goalie-on-goalie competition. And also for the broader team, just wanting to win, that was like the most important part. So just playing team sports has always been like one of my favorite things growing up.
Yeah. Love it. We do have a lot of pressure on us, spotlights on us, right?
Yeah.
And if there's a youth goalie, you know, because at that young age, sometimes that can be tough to deal with. And you know, if there's a youth goalie out there listening to this, that, you know, kind of feels like all that pressure, what advice do you give to them to get used to it, to deal with it?
Yeah. I mean, I would first just say it's like, it's just a game. It's like, it's so minuscule in the world, just playing a lacrosse game. It's supposed to be fun. You know, it is fun. And like making big saves is fun. Like having people, you know, come and slap your helmet after wins. Like that's fun. Just think about that stuff. I wouldn't put too much pressure on yourself during the games. Like goals are going to go in. Like, so what? I've given up like 22 goals in a game before. You just got to move on and, you know, show up at practice on Monday. That's at the college level. But growing up, just have fun. Have fun with your friends, like play other positions, play other sports. It's not the end of the world, giving up a goal. And I definitely felt like it was in middle school, high school. You put a lot of pressure on yourself to perform well, but at the end of the day, it's, you're playing a fun sport with your best friend. So that's what you have to focus on.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. Keeping that sense of gratitude and understanding that it is a sport at the end of the day, just kind of having that mindset, I think really helps. But it's tough. Like those feelings in the moment are very real.
Yeah. No, you still get them. Yeah. They're very real. Like your heart's beating 100 miles an hour. You're in an overtime game, but it's like the inevitable. It's kind of something you deal with and you just try not to focus on.
Yeah. You mentioned making a competition between, you know, the other, the other goalie, like I'm going to make more saves than him. Right. What happens then if like you're getting blown out, if you're, you know, he's got 10 saves and you got two, right? Like how do you approach that?
I mean, it's tough. And then, that's a good question. I think at that point, you're just hoping your team wins. I mean, it goes that way sometimes. So you just kind of have to deal with it. It's, I never really liked the saying, it's just not like you're just, it's not your day. That kind of like pissed me off and kind of made me want to play better. Growing up, like some coaches would say that, like, oh, it's just not your day. I don't know what that means. Because I'm not supposed to, for me personally, like I put a lot of pressure on myself, but I never want it to not be my day. So that's tough to deal with and you're upset, but you can't think about your individual performance, in that sense. Just during the game, you want to play against the other person, but at the end of the day, the only thing that matters is if you win or lose with like,
So you're growing up and you're playing both, you know, you're playing half in the field and half as a goalie. Yeah. Or were you like the second half goalie or the first half goalie? And, you know, how did you, cause there's a lot of youth goalies that do that. And I highly recommend that. But you know, tips for that sort of scenario.
Yeah. Well, I always wanted to play the first half goalie so I can just focus on playing like the field after, because you didn't want to go play attack and you're like, oh, I got to get in net. I have to get ready for that in the second half. But I mean, it's like, I think one of the best developmental things you can do for a young goalie. Just playing field, playing attack, working on your hands, playing wall ball with a shorty. Like my stick skills got so much better like while playing attack for a goalie position. Like if you make a save and you know you have two attackmen on the right side of the crease, like, and you have to go around the net and be able to use your left hand and like throw an outlet pass. So extremely important that I don't think many young goalies realize that. You obviously don't have to when you're that young, but it's an important thing to develop. And even like throwing fakes on a clear, like psyching someone out and stuff like that, is extremely important. So yeah, Playing attack or midfield is definitely great. Keeps you in shape too.
It's true. Well, I mean, there's a direct correlation, I think, between your stick skills and your save ability and your save ability. Cause at the end of the day, I mean, you're just catching errant passes, right? Really fast errant passes. And just, you know, being able to come across your face and make that catch. 100%. In addition to what you mentioned about clearing and stick skills and maybe throwing it in the left or your offhand. I never did that, by the way. I always kept it in my strong.
Yeah, I never really did it either, but really off chance in practice. Yeah.
Yeah. The starting goalie was your, there's some goalies like to finish it off, you know, get the team, give them a hug after the game. But yeah, the starting goalie comes with its benefits as well. You get to do the handshake, get to, you know, you're sort of get mentally in the game from goalie right from the start. Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I definitely recommend just playing multiple positions, especially before high school.
Yeah. Yeah. 100% agree with that. When did you start to think like, oh, I could, you know, I want to play lacrosse at the next level?
I think it was after my freshman year of high school, when I made the decision to go to Brunswick. I actually went to Brunswick to play hockey. So, and lacrosse wasn't the most important sport to me at that time, but, Brunswick's like a perennial powerhouse in lacrosse now, has multiple college level players on the team. And when you're surrounded by those type of players and just getting better every day, it makes you like want to become one of them and just, you know, like following other people's, not necessarily following their footsteps, but like played this sport at a collegiate level. So, you know, that's kind of like my second freshman year of high school is when I kind of realized that. And, you know, I still played fall hockey. I didn't really play much fall lacrosse. And then later on, actually it was pretty early on. And I think it was after my freshman year where I committed to UVA, and it was a great decision. I had a great year there too. It was, I had a blast, met some of my best friends for life there. So,
I was going to ask, ice hockey. I'd love to hear, you know, I'm always advocating that, especially at the youth level, like you're not only like you play in the field a little bit, you play other sports as well. But, you know, what do you think there's something that about ice hockey that, you know, helped your lacrosse goalie game?
Yeah, that's a good point. I think communication is huge in both hockey and lacrosse, and more so in hockey. It's a little more fast paced. It's a smaller playing field per se. So I think just saying like here, like open, and this using like your voice to talk in hockey translates pretty well as lacrosse goalie and how important that is.
Yeah.
Telling guys when to slide, like recover, like where the ball is. That helped it. That helped a lot. And just overall playing another team sport, hanging out like in the locker room, like with the guys, it was awesome. And I still love to play hockey. So hopefully I'll pick up some men's league games.
There you go. Yeah. Did you play? You weren't a goalie, right? Like you played on.
No, I played on. Yeah. I was a defenseman. Yeah.
Defenseman. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of similarities, you know, hockey, lacrosse, just the continuous fast paced nature of the game. And I love that point about the communication. Yeah. I never heard that before. One thing, I mean, I think, and building the muscles too, like the same kind of muscles that you use to skate and like push off is like the exact same thing that you use to make a save. So
yeah, no, seriously, like working on your strides in hockey is always like the most important, like developmental part of your game. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that translates pretty well to a goalie for sure. Yeah, good point.
Yeah. Yeah. And the obviously the hand-eye coordination of handling a puck, right?
Yeah. I never had the best hands in hockey, but I did help with lacrosse.
Yeah. So what was it about, you know, you commit to UVA, and you know, what was it about that program that initially drew you?
I think, so when I took my visit, first of all, the campus is like amazing. It's beautiful down there, year round, a little chilly in the winter, but it's just a beautiful place to be, Charlottesville. And when you think about the lacrosse tradition there, all their national championships, six or I think, maybe seven, well now seven, but, yeah, it's just such a historic program. And Lars Tiffany came in the year before. So I actually didn't get recruited by Lars. Like I was recruited by, Coach Starja. So I was actually looking at Brown and UVA when the Lars was at Brown. So kind of funny, full circle.
Yeah.
Coach Tiffany was awesome. Yeah. He's definitely has a different like coaching philosophy than a lot of other coaches, but he's super straightforward, super honest and a hardworking coach. So, really enjoyed my freshman year. The other goalie, well, all the other goalies on the team, but, Alex Rode, I still talk to him. One of my good friends, whenever I can get him on the phone, guy never picks his phone up. but yeah, I love him. He was awesome. We had a great relationship my freshman year. And then Xander Dixon, who I went to high school with at Brunswick. Cool. He was actually committed to Penn at the time, but I got him to come over to UVA. And then we ended up switching places. But yeah, so those two guys were a huge part of freshman year.
Yeah, awesome. I got Alex Rode on the podcast, but yeah, it was tough. It was tough.
I have to watch that podcast. Oh my God.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
He's great. He's funny. Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome.
You mentioned Lars Tiffany. He's got different coaching philosophy. What could you explain that one more? What's different about it versus other coaches that you've played for?
Yeah. He's really hands-on and like a part of the team. I mean, he works out with the team every lift. He joins a different squat rack and he's wild. He's crazy. He's really dedicated to the game, really dedicated to the defense, like the entire team. He's so intense. I mean, I'm sure you know, but you can see him on the sideline, like running up and down, screaming. So playing for a guy like that's pretty easy because you can see how dedicated he is, how enthusiastic he is towards the game and like wanting to win and just get just good people to play on his team, not necessarily the best lacrosse players, but just good citizens.
Love it. Yeah, love it. He's going to be coaching the Haudenosaunee.
Is he?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm awesome. I'm super excited to watch that. I mean, it's going to be super cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Earning the starting job, as a freshman, which, or maybe not right away, but you get some starts. Let's put it that way.
I got a few. I think the first, it was the Princeton game, my freshman first game. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Well, I read you've got the freshman record for saves, which is in a game at 24, which is saying something considering the level of goalie talent that's passed through Virginia. So that's amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Yeah, thanks.
24 saves in a game. You remember that game?
Yeah, I do. It was, talk about nerves. That was your first, my first college game. It was pretty cool. I had a ton of family there, close by in Connecticut. So a lot of people came. That was awesome. It was a really fun game. Went to overtime, got the win. So, happy about that. But
what a way to start out the career, the college career.
And then, a couple years later, this past year, we played at Princeton. It was my first game back, to that field, and I suck. So, it works both ways, but it's funny.
Couldn't recreate the magic.
Huh? Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. Seriously. That's funny.
Yeah. You then decide to transfer to Penn. I'd love to hear, what went into that decision for you.
Yeah, I think a lot went into that decision. I mean, I loved my freshman year at UVA. Like, a lot of people transferred. They didn't like where they came from, like the coaching staff. Those weren't really reasons for me. I kind of just wanted a new start. I always loved Penn. I wanted to look at it, but I never really got the look. I give Coach Murphy a hard time because of that. Never recruited me. But, one of my best friends was on the team then, Max Vitalios. I'm with him in New York. He's a great, great guy. He was always talking about how great this place is. And so when it came time to transfer, that was really the only place I wanted to go. So it was either there, say at UVA, which would have been great. Mm-hmm. Talking with Coach Murphy and like how he runs his program, it's pretty similar to how Coach Tiffany runs his. Penn was probably one of the best decisions I've ever made. It was awesome. Like, from the coaching staff to all the guys on the team, the school community, and the most important, and that's actually one thing I don't think UVA had obviously they have a great alumni network, but we would get 20 alumni at every game this past year. I don't know how many schools had that many alumni go into their regular season games.
Right.
So that is extremely special and really a tight group. I mean, even in New York, you'll see guys from 2018 class, and I wasn't even there. You'll talk to them. Well, like, everyone will be hanging out. So it's a really tight group, and I'm definitely happy I'm part of it.
Nice. I think you're the first Penn goalie I've interviewed. I've interviewed Coach Dave Page, but
that interview too.
Yeah. Yeah. If I was going to interview other Penn goalies, who should I throw on the list?
There's a current goalie, Devin Varney. He's actually talking about playing two positions. He's a goalie / D mid. He's practices both, which is kind of funny.
At Penn.
At Penn. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
He's a character. Emmett Carroll, I believe, is in line to be the starting goalie this year. He's a junior. He's from Rye. He's an unbelievable kid and really good goalie. So the team's in good hands. Reed Junkin, All American. He was a 2019 grad at Penn. I've talked to him a good amount. He's great. Really good guy. And current law or medical student, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it. All right. I'll have to get those guys on the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
You mentioned at the beginning, like, not getting, I guess a lot of specific goalie coaching until you worked with Coach Dave Page at Penn. What exactly did he teach you?
He taught me not to be afraid of the ball because he shoots 110 miles an hour every shot. So
what?
You can see this guy shoot. It's insane. He shoots the ball the hardest on the team. And it's insane. And you're like, well, come game time, you're like, well, I've been taking Dave Page's shots the whole week, so these won't hurt too bad or anything like that. But he just, like, taught all of us just have fun. He's such a funny guy, such a good guy. And he never really changed any, like, technical stuff, like stances or anything like that. But just working on, like, keeping your feet steady, like walking, just like walk the arc, just like simple stuff like that, which I knew, but just like emphasizing the the easier parts of games, not necessarily changing like how you play, but just getting you prepared. So he wasn't so like hands-on where you're like, well, I don't want to change this and everything. He was really just a joy to be around every day. So it made the position a lot more fun, you know, and sometimes you're like, is it really worth it getting hit with balls 6 days a week? But like having a guy like that, like with you every day, just making it fun was extremely helpful.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. It's like the coach has many, many roles, right? And sometimes like the role is just that motivator. Because yeah, you're right. Like sometimes it does suck to get hit in practice, and you don't want to be there for certain drills. And yeah, I mean, kind of, you know, getting that motivation is key.
Yeah, definitely.
And the dude brings the intensity. I don't know how he is as a coach, but like when he's talking to you, it's just like, I mean, it is awesome.
Yeah. It is awesome. That's funny.
Yeah. What about other, you know, when you're growing up, you know, are there other lacrosse goalies that you're sort of watching and learning from or not really?
Not too much. I mean, probably ask any 10-year-old, they're always watching the NCAA tournament and stuff like that. And like that really was a big part of like drawing me towards the game. So cool watching, like when you're younger, watching these guys play in May, the packed football stadiums, and Memorial Day weekend. It's really cool. And, I always hoped one day I'd get there. So, that was a big driving factor.
Yep. Yeah. I love watching Memorial Day weekend. It's nothing, yeah. Especially when a goalie gets hot, you know?
Totally. And it's a tough environment for a goalie to be in with all those people. It's talking nerves. And yeah, it's great to see. And like when you're playing against a goalie in a game, you're like, I'm going to make more saves. But like, it's super cool to see other goalies like be successful and, you know, break save records or whatever it is. Like you always want like you always wish well for like your opponents and a goalie specifically. Like you want them to play well. So it's definitely cool.
Yeah. That's an interesting philosophy, because I don't think all goalies share that with you, but I agree with you, right? Like, you know, lifting up the lacrosse goalie community is what we're all about here. So why would you ever wish ill upon another goalie, right?
Yeah. And again, it's a sport. So, and specifically, what you're saying, goalie community, it's pretty tight. So yeah, you always want everyone to play well.
Yeah. Any particular like drills that you guys would do together that you're like, wow, that one really, really helped my game?
Yeah. Let me think. I always thought, getting the pitch back, like put right in front of you and someone shooting behind the net, like either tennis balls. We usually just did tennis balls and did rapid fire. You have like a half a second to react to the balls. So when you have someone standing behind the pitch back and like pointing it down or up and someone shooting from behind you, I always thought quick reactions, kind of like a hockey goalie where when you're getting warmed up, people are rapid fire shooting at you. You're just like getting loose, getting like your hand eye going. So that was big. In competition, we did a ton of goalie competitions, like shots from different angles, like hitches down the alley, like up the hash, and just like battling with the other goalies. It really made it fun. And just competition in general just kept me going.
Love it. Yeah, love it. You finish, you know, your final year as a honorable mention All-American. You still got 2 years of eligibility left. You got to be thinking in the back of your head, man, should I go play somewhere else? Should I?
Yeah.
Talk to me about your decision to enter the work world.
Yeah. So I graduated from Penn this past spring, and I wouldn't be able to go back. Penn doesn't do grad programs.
Right.
I could have taken one less class my senior spring and come back the following spring, which a couple guys are doing. But I didn't really want to do that. So I graduated, and you know, I had such a great time at Penn, even though I had a half of my sophomore year and just no junior year and a full season senior year. Like if you think about it, I didn't play that many games. But, you know, I loved everybody at that place. And I didn't really see myself going to a third school. I mean, if people do that, like, that's totally fine. But I didn't want to go to another place. And yeah, like, that was a big part of my decision. Definitely have the opportunity to, but, you know, I'm happy with my decision.
Nice. Well, maybe one day in the future, you know.
Yeah, 5 years down, if I can stay in shape. Yeah.
There you go. There you go. You get in between jobs, and I'm gonna go play a couple more years of college lacrosse.
Not out of the question. Yeah, we'll see.
I still have 4 years of college eligibility.
You do?
I played in the MCLA. Oh,
okay. So
totally open D1, but I'm 42 now. 42 now. My back hurts when I wake up.
So. Yeah. So
probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
I got some saves from one of the games. Can I share my screen? We'll kind of look at it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Hang on a second. So this is from the first round matchup, Penn versus Richmond. Great game. I mean, talk to me about the nerve. We talked a little bit about, you know, the nerves a goalie gets, but talk to me specifically about, you know, how you're feeling going into this game.
Yeah. I mean, Richmond's a great team. And they showed it during that year. They were pretty dangerous. They had a good defense. They had a couple weapons on attack. So, I mean, we weren't necessarily nervous, but we knew we had a tough matchup ahead of us. Mm-hmm. Not an easy team to beat. And you know how they do against Duke usually, and they beat UVA that year. So Richmond was a tough opponent.
Yeah. And I had the goalie Zach Vigu on the podcast. It hasn't come out yet, but he's a good dude.
Yeah. Yeah. He played really well that game too.
Yeah. All right. You can see this. Yeah.
Yep. I got it.
That's how they really want to start to get involved in this early on.
Shot didn't get through from Dalton Young, their second leading scorer. And then Patrick Perkins.
Yeah. I love just watching saves. They're just so amazing. This is kind of a broken play, right? The guy takes a shot and I think it hits your teammate. You're there to make the save. Well, hang on. Let's watch.
Yeah, the first one hits the teammate and then the rebound. Yep.
There it is. They pick up the rebound. And that goes to show like the level of concentration that as a goalie, like you're just so locked in on that ball. And I see that a lot at the college level with the great guys, right? Like even when there's a shot that goes wide, or even when there's a shot that deflects, like they're the first person that are right there pointing at it. Right. So, I mean, talk to me about that if you could.
Yeah. I mean, even like, something I talked to a Penn alumni about actually, Chuck Leitner, graduated in 1981. He was an All-American goalie at Penn. And he said that when the ball's on the other side of the field, he just follows it the entire time. Mm-hmm. He still plays. He's in his 60s and he still plays goalie at Lake Placid. So that's talk about dedication to the game. I started to do it a little bit, and you know, it really helps you focus on it when it's especially in your end down the field. You're always ready no matter what. I mean, that's the most important part, is just staring at the ball. Not necessarily getting faked out by, like, you know, how players do, like, drop their head, shoot high. Like, it's easy to get faked out from those, but just staring at the ball and the stick and tracking it wherever, to your point, so important.
Yeah, I always did that as well. Like, if I ever lost sight of the ball, I would get this, like, I would get so nervous, right? So it's like, even when the ball is on the other end, like, I am, you know, tracking it like a hawk. And then, of course, when it comes down into your own end, you can't lose sight of it. For me, when I got that first save, it really, like, calmed me down, really relaxed me. And I wish I wasn't that way, but I was. And I was curious if you were like that as well.
Same exact way. Getting that first save of the game is like so important to me. Especially like you're saying, it's like, it's great. It's never a good feeling when the first one goes in, and I'm sure you think the same way. You feel like it's kind of tough to come back from that. And it's just like the first goal of the game. So like you're hard on yourself. You're like, man, that was the first shot, like went in, but that happens and you have to, you know, just focus on the next one. But what you're saying, like getting that first save, like feels great.
Yeah. Love it. All right. Let's.
It's first possession. There's Birkinshaw right away. Coach said he's potentially the most talented goalie they've ever had at Penn. You saw it right there. Get the game started.
Most talented goalie they've ever had at Penn. Coach said that.
Yeah. Coach Murph is great. He always spoke highly of everyone on the team. So I appreciate that. But I don't know. There are a lot of good goalies come through Penn. Hopefully I'm one of them. But
there yeah. you go. There you go.
Career at Virginia. Honorable mention, all Ivy League this year. 36 saves in those.
When we talk about, you know, your style of play, talk to me a little bit about that. So, you know, taller dude. You a little bit of a wide base in the stance, you know, you can kind of see in this lower right here, a lower, picture, like, you know, when you set up in the top stance, you've got the stick tilted a little forward. I'd love to hear kind of, you know, how, you describe, you know, your style of play.
Yeah, I definitely have a wider stance. I felt like that was more, athletic for me. I can move, quicker and easier. In regards to like the stick forward a little bit, I think it just not necessarily keeps you on the balls of your feet, but you have to be like leaning a little forward to attack the ball. And and that's honestly just what felt like comfortable. But for me, if like my stick was straight up, I kind of feel like I'm leaning back and like my hands are in tight. Mm-hmm. So you never want like a lot of goalies do this. And yeah, I definitely am a victim of that. When a shot's coming, you go in first and then you make your move. So like having them out there definitely helped me like not do that. So that was extremely important.
Yeah. I was chatting with Matt Nunes, the current Virginia goalie. And he was also saying that so many shooters shoot low to high nowadays that like having that stick at an angle, like you're perfectly set to catch that low to high shot.
Yeah, great point.
At the angle, yeah. All right.
Two games in Providence. Here's Dalton Young. Bounce shot, save Birkinshaw. Do that.
Yeah, that's another one of those, you know, do anything you can to make the save, right? Type of saves.
Yeah, look at that. Fell right down. Yeah, it was slippery. It wasn't.
It was raining, right?
Yeah, it was. But continue. Sorry.
Oh, no. I was going to say the other thing that, you know, I see in your game, and I don't even know if this is like a conscious thing, but like Galloway called it the hop, where like you sort of, you know, do a little hop to kind of reset your weight. I mean, is that something that you did, you know, intentionally? Cause I kind of see you do it right there.
I kind of picked that up later on. Coach Galloway, he's an unbelievable guy and unbelievable goalie. He was at Providence while I was getting recruited. I kind of wanted to go there because of him. He's awesome. But yeah, the hop, it kind of gets you, this gets you set for the shot. And like, that's something like if people have happy feet, that's something that coaches teach you is like try doing like the hop and getting ready. So yeah, I definitely picked that up.
Yeah. For you as a goalie, like what, so this is like, call it a 15 yarder. Maybe 14 and a half. Where's the limit? Where's the limit where like you'll take that shot uncontested every single day for you?
Probably like 14 from the top. From the middle. And then, you know, down the alley, it depends. But I always like the shots from up top. Really, some people like the lower angle shots, but I always found myself like off balance, like out of position down the alley. So I actually would rather face these.
Same I say here. That
now you can bring up like 100 goals I went from the top. But yeah.
Now this is a lacrosse goalie podcast. We don't speak of such plays. Yeah. Have you ever given up a goal? I haven't seen it. So
yeah, no way.
Oh, it's 3-2. How did they? All right. Well, I guess there was some goals given up, but
off a Madonna roll through the slide. Madonna is denied by Birkinshaw.
That's a beauty of a save. I know exactly what you're talking about on the low angle shots. It's like,
yeah,
it's like sometimes they have way less to shoot for, right? And in theory, it's a much easier save, but like sometimes they shoot at you and they're just right on top of you. I mean, this is, you know, 5 yards away.
Yeah.
And at this point, it's just, I mean, you're just reacting to it. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. And I had a lot of communication with Coach Murphy about this and like when to have guys slide, specifically down the alley, low angle. I just didn't like seeing shots from there. Just because when I have my wide stance, you have to kind of bring your feet in as they get, or at least I felt like I do, because I'm giving up my five hole. So my feet would come in and then they'd have the whole far side of the net open, like the lower half. And that's where I would get beat. So yeah, I always like when guys, if you ask any of my defense, and they'll be like, he always said slide, but I didn't like those shots down the alley, but like this, it's kind of just throw your body and like your stick at it, like come out a little bit more, just a couple of angles down.
Yeah. That's an interesting point. Like when you play the wide base stance, when they get to that low angle, like you can't, you have to come in with the legs a little bit, cause you can't have your base outside of the goal frame. Right. Like
yeah, exactly.
otherwise you're covering goal. That doesn't really make sense. So,
yeah.
Interesting point. Yeah.
Fingers crossed, but no updates at this point.
Yeah, that's a great save. That's just kind of pure reaction. And I see a lot of goalies do that, you know, with the legs nowadays, going down to the, you know, to the turf and kind of getting the legs behind it. You know, was that always kind of your save technique, or is it just like, I saw the ball and went for it?
Yeah, it was more of I saw the ball and went for it. But I mean, and where did he shot that from, like nine off a rollback. So you don't really have that much time. Like this guy was really good, 21. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's tough to, you know, like put your stick down and bring your feet over. Like if someone can do that, like for this, like in this instance, that'd be great. But that was more of a just track the ball, like find it. By whatever means. It wasn't necessarily see my right foot stayed and fall through, but I was happy about that. It's tough too when the shooter shoots around defenseman.
Oh yeah.
You just see the head of the stick, so you don't really know.
But yeah. Do you like in your game, do you read body language to kind of know where it's going or you don't do that?
I do a little bit. And I think if this, if 21 could wrap that ball around near side and put it low or high, like good for him. I think I give a lot of credit to shooters that can put it in good spots. So if you go back to when he's about to shoot, like he looks like he, for his like perspective, it seems like he only has that far side to shoot from.
Right.
To my point, like give him credit if he can bring that all the way around and put it in the top left corner. So you kind of get a feeling for it. Like, I mean, from practice all the years playing goalie, you kind of start to see situations where guys shoot in specific areas. So,
yeah. It's tough to like, you know, say if X, then Y type of, but like you said, you went, once you get enough reps, you're just like, all right, well, he's kind of leaning back on, he's on his right foot. If you see his shoulders that kind of look like they're going to shoot it down, he's got big number 41 about ready to light him up. Like, you know, if he can rip that high, then yeah. All right.
Yeah, exactly.
Tip of the hat. Right.
Yeah.
So, all right. You know, one thing that when you watch these saves too, that's really, you know, impressive is your outlet game, right? And we talked about that, but, you know, talk to me a little bit about, you know, what goes into that for you. You've got the ball, you're always looking up, trying to start fast break, trying to get the ball back to the offense as quick as possible. Yeah.
So I didn't do a great job in the beginning of the season about this, but, you know, when you have a guy like BJ Farrar, who's I think he's the best LSM in the country, it makes it pretty easy. But latter half of the season, I started really just looking right up more, and I practice a lot of outlets. You know, sometimes you don't feel like taking shots after practice. So you get a couple guys to, you know, you make a imaginary save and you throw them outlet passes. And I think that helped my game a lot. I think people underestimate how important outlet passes are. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, that's definitely has to be every goalie's first look is up and out.
Yep. Love it.
They find the pole, Saunders, and a leg save there. Right?
What's that?
Yeah, I remember this one.
Yeah, I mean, this is a pretty, you know, fast break. Pole gets the ball, which sometimes can be tough, right, as a goalie, just because you're not used to seeing that many poles shoot on you.
Yeah.
And he rips it low, and yeah, not that we'd write that up as ideal save technique in that one, but hey, like we said, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, no, totally. That and reading poles is tough. I mean, some goalies definitely do it better than the others. So I'm not that one, but that was just, yeah, block it, do whatever you can.
Yeah. All right. So let me skip forward a little bit.
Madonna had a pass picked off by Birkinshaw. Very aggressive play.
When do you decide to make those picks?
I practice them a lot. So mm-hmm. I'm not necessarily messing around in practice, but I'll make some, I'll come out, like if he were to pass it to X, like I'd come out like 10 yards and deter him from making that pass. But in this instance, if you go back to the beginning, he's going down the alley, you can kind of read his body language. Like he's not shooting. Like you can tell right now he's passing.
Right.
And I know the guy, the crease defenseman has like two response. Actually, that guy is his responsibility, but he's helping in the middle. So, you know, I think making those opportunistic like moves like this is extremely important. And, you know, if I stay in net and he does make that pass, that's a pretty easy goal for the attackman. So I think it's important to, you know, be active in that and like be a part of the defense, not necessarily like the last option to save.
Yeah. That was a huge part of my game as well. Picking off passes, winning ground balls around the crease.
Yeah. Ground balls.
Yeah. Chasing shots out, you know, for winning a possession. So all things that, you know, if you're not making saves or not seeing the ball well that day can earn your team possessions. And that's at the end of the day, it's what it's all about. Right.
Yep.
Well, this was a phenomenal game. I mean, it goes into overtime and, you guys end up getting the victory in sudden death. Unbelievable. Topped off by one of the best dead fish celebrations.
It's Ben Smith.
Yeah. Ben Smith.
Ben Smith, man. Is that a celebration you saw before in practice?
No, that would have been quite funny, but no, that was unique.
Yeah,
that was funny.
He saved it for the sudden death overtime winner.
He did. I wonder what was going through his head there. That was a good one.
Awesome. Well, Pat, thanks so much for coming on, kind of sharing your story, talking through some saves and yeah, I mean, just your lessons along the way. Awesome stuff. Really appreciate it. If you had to leave the goalies out there with a final piece of advice, what would that be?
I would say, I mean, cliche, just have fun. Just play as many sports as you can. Hang out with your teammates, like cherish those moments. They fly by. So enjoy the wins, like learn from the losses. And just enjoy the game. It'll come to an end before you know. So enjoy while you're playing and just have fun.
Awesome. Pat, thank you so much.
Thanks, coach. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
So there you have it. Hope you enjoyed that episode. That was Pat Birkinshaw, Penn grad, started his career at Virginia. Awesome to hear his story. A lot of great tips we can pull out of that one. Hope you enjoyed that one. That'll do it this week. We'll be back next week with another episode, another goalie. Lots of stuff in the works. College lacrosse season actually just started last Saturday. And if you're like me, you were watching some lacrosse. I actually couldn't on Saturday. I was traveling, but I caught a bunch of replays. Lax Goalie Rat sponsored athlete Will Mark balled out for his brand new team, Syracuse. They won 7-5. And you got to be a goalie lover to love a 7-5 game. Willmark made 13 saves. I would say like 9 or 10 of them were just in the outstanding category, and 3 were easy. But an amazing game. You can check the save edit on my YouTube channel. Just search Willmark Syracuse save edit, and that should come right up. You can also get training directly from Willmark. He's one of my sponsored athletes. So we work together to put together the college goalie training packs, where he's got a series of drills, a webinar that's really in-depth and really awesome. He does a live Q&A where young goalies ask him all these different questions, and he's got a tremendous insight. He's a great young man, great goalie, and a great coach. So check that out if you want to level up your lacrosse goalie game and get some coaching and mentoring directly from Willmark himself. LaxGoalieRat.com/Will is that. LaxGoalieRat.com/Will. That'll take you to his page to get his training pack. It is extremely valuable. Check that out. LaxGoalieRat.com/WillMark. That'll do it for this week. We'll be back next week with another. In the meantime, get out there, get some work in, do well, and be well. I'm Coach Damon. Take care.
You've been listening to the Lax Goalie Rat Podcast with your host, Coach Damon Wilson.